Hey, this is CBP Audio Boo number 38, Avengers number 194. So, yes, we have skipped ahead a couple more issues after the last issue of the fight with Green Gargoyle. Now we're up to, we skip ahead a couple issues to 194. This is kind of a day in the life of the Avengers. It starts out with Wonder Man coming back to the team. He's being reinstated into the Avengers, complete with a retinal scan, which is kind of weird considering he doesn't really have any eyes or retinas. He just has energy. But, you know, he basically says, oh, you know, acting didn't really go the way I thought. I did have a, you know, I do have a, you know, a kind of a gig coming up, but it's top secret, hush hush, can't really say anything about it. So, the Falcon takes this opportunity to say, well, now that you got Wonder Man back, I'm out of here. It's been real, but, you know, now that the Avengers are no longer under government sanctions, you don't need the token black guy, so I am splitting. So he takes off. Ms. Marvel steps outside a little later to see Cap. You know, he's sitting outside. He's actually waxing his shield with turtle wax. Oh, and it's snowing. He's literally sitting outside in the courtyard of the mansion. It's snowing. He's waxing his shield. I don't know. Maybe it's something they did back in the 40s. Ms. Marvel's kind of putting the moves on him. She's kind of hitting on him a little. And Cap's like, you know, maybe we ought to go back inside. It's getting a little cold out here. You know, he's a little uncomfortable with the ladies making the moves, being the old man that he is. And then it cuts to the Vision in the, I guess, the Avengers version of the Danger Room, where he's, you know, getting blasted on. He's tearing shit up. He's, you know, putting the room through its paces, training. Although it seems a little pointless because all he has to do is just turn immaterial, and nothing can really hurt him. But he, you know, he uses his strength, his eye beams, his solar gem, his intangibility. I mean, he's just destroying this room. Jocasta comes in and is like, you know, hey, what's up? And he's like, nothing. I'm not mad. I'm not upset about my wife not being here. And I am definitely not human. And so he, you know, methinks he protests too much. So obviously he is feeling the burn of the Scarlet Witch not being around, and it's affecting him. A couple pages later, there's a knock at the door, and the Wasp answers it, and there's this kind of crazy looking guy who just collapses in front of him. He's just wearing a coat and a gown underneath, like a hospital gown, and it's for the Solomon Institute for the Criminally Insane. And he's saying, you know, please help me, they're gonna kill me, you've got to help me. So the, you know, the Avengers are like, well, I don't know what we can do. You know, this is kind of a matter for the, you know, the law. The Wasp is intent on helping this guy, and Miss Marvel is getting a little catty with her, you know, saying, you know, I think your feelings towards this guy is, you know, clouding your judgment. This guy that you met literally 10 minutes ago, you must have feelings for him since you want to help him. And, you know, Wasp is like, you know, what do you know about feelings, you iceberg? So it's getting a little crazy up in the Avengers Mansion with the ladies. Anyways, these guys from the hospital show up. They take the patient back, but he's, you know, screaming and crying, but the Avengers can't really do anything. The Avengers eventually go back into their meeting, only to realize that the Wasp is not there, and they figure she must have gone and hidden with the guy and gone back to the hospital. Cap's like, rev up the Quinjet, we're going into action. So that's all for this issue, and we'll see you next time.